सहनावतु सहनो भुनक्तु सह वीर्यं करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः गुरुर्ब्रह्मा गुरुर्विष्णु गुरुर्देवो महेश्वरः गुरुरेव परं ब्रह्म तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः समस्तजनकल्याणे निरतं करुणामयं नमामि चिन्मयं देवं सद्गुरुं ब्रह्मविद्वरं सच्चिदानन्दरूपाय विश्वोत्पत्यादिहेतवे तापत्रय विनाशाय श्रीकृष्णाय वयं नमः.
सो वी आर इन कैंटो 3 चैप्टर 15 एंड वर्स नंबर 26. तद विश्वगुरु अधिकृतम. तद विश्वगुरु, that means that विश्वगुरु, विश्वगुरु गुरु ऑफ द वर्ल्ड, विश्व whom are we are talking about, that विष्णु, विष्णु and we call जगत गुरु also, वसुदेव सुतम देवम कंस चानूर मर्दनम देवकी परमानंदम कृष्णम वंदे जगत गुरु. तो who is जगत गुरु, this कृष्ण or that विष्णु? Who is कृष्ण? Incarnation of Vishnu is one and same. So there are no two Jagat Guru or Vishwaguru, the same Vishwaguru. Why he is Vishwaguru? Because he is Adi. In the beginning, before creation, he was there. So therefore, he is Vishwaguru. Adhikritam, predominated. Bhuvana ekabandham. Bhuvana, Bhuvana is planet. In the whole planet, ek, he is alone, one. One consciousness, one Brahman, or the Bhakta will call him Mahavishnu, Bandhyam, worshipful. Ek Admi hai bas. Ek Bandhyam. How is that? Dibyam, he is spiritual. Dibyam. Vichitra Vividhagra, Vichitra decorated. Vividhagra by the devotees, by the devatas there. Well decorated there. By what? Vimana. By the aeroplane. Suchi. Suchi means illuminated. So all the Vimana, all the aeroplanes are illumined there. Everything is conscious there. It's all Dibya. It's not like the Vimana of this planet, which requires service after each journey. No, they are Dibya. They don't need petrol and all that. Nothing is required. Even in our Ramayana also comes that they made this Ravan had that, what was the name of that Viman? Puspak Viman. So that never required anything. Now they call it solar power and all that. But that was already there a long time back. So, Chi, Apu Param Mudam. Apu means attained. Param mudam, param means supreme happiness. Who got the supreme happiness? Muneha. Muneha means the sages. Who are the sages? Sanak, Sanandan, Sanatan, and Sanat Kumar. Four Kumaras. Sanak, Sanandan, Sanatan, and Sanat Kumar. These four, they have reached there. Apu. Puramudam. Puramudam, they have attained that supreme bliss. Apurvam, never experienced before. Purva means before. Apurva, never experienced this type of happiness earlier. Apurvam. Upetya yoga maya balena. And how there is there? In the last class I was telling you the end of this cosmos is, it will take 40,000 light years. And it is beyond that, transcendental thing. By mayabal, by their siddhis, by their power, he has gone there. Upetya maya balena munaya. Tadato Vaikuntham, that Vaikuntha of Vishnu, the Yajnishth.
Crazy question. That means
so, Maya bearing 40,000 light years, Krishna bearing beyond that. Huh, Maya means by that power, jaise Hanuman ji has crossed the ocean. Because of that power. Hanuman ji has the power that he became like a mosquito. Size of a mosquito. Maya Shakti, Ashta Siddhi, it will come. Ashta Siddhi will come. You can become heavy, you can become very light, you can become invisible, something like that. You get that Siddhi. Slowly, slowly it comes you. But how you will reach there? Spranhiya Sila, in verse number 25, we have already seen in detail. How can we reach in Vaikuntha? If you have got the good quality, Silaha, Sila means you have got the good quality. Then we have seen the good quality. In Canto 3, in Canto 5, in Bhagavad Gita, and Chaitanya Charitamrita. This we seen in the Lahar. So if we have got these good qualities, then only you can reach there. Therefore, keep in mind, anybody who is residing in Vaikuntha must have these qualities. Okay? Theek hai na? Next.
Tasminna titya munaya sadasajjamanaha kaksa samana vayasavata saptamayam deva vo achakshat grihita gadau prarargya keyura kunnala kirita vitanka veshau.
Tasmin, they are in Vaikuntha. Now the scene is Vaikuntha. Acha, don't think that this is all made up. Who is writing this Bhagavatam? Ved Vyas. Who is Ved Vyas? He is the incarnation of Vishnu. If he himself is writing about the Vishnu or Vishnu Lok, should we doubt it? No. So, we have seen many times that Vaikuntha or Swarga or Devataj or Rishwar, these are all Atindriya Vishay. Brahman. Atindriya means that which cannot be grasped by your senses and mind. Senses and beyond mind. So for that, if we want a knowledge for that, so where should we go? To Vedas, to Upanishad. Who have written? Lord has written. So if we want a knowledge about Vaikuntha, about the Swarga, about the Brahman, which cannot be grasped by our organs of perception, action and mind, where will I get the knowledge? Knowledge is in the Veda. Who has written Veda? Apaurusiya, not authored by anybody. It's by the Lord himself. Tasmin atitya muniha sarasajjamana. Tasmin atitya, that Vaikuntha, atitya, after passing, muniha, muniha means the sages. These four sages, Sanak, Sanandan, Sanatan and Sanat Kumar. These four sages. Sar asajjamana. Sar means six. Asajjamana, without getting attracted. Without getting attracted to sar kachaha. Kachaha means kach, we say, na? This is a kach. What is kach? Waiting room. Eh? This is our karyalay, kacha. Then this is pustakalay, a different room. So they have crossed six gates, six kachas, six rooms. Now they are reaching seventh room, seventh gate. But they were not attracted. Not attracted to what? To the decoration and all this. Humko Hari se milna hai. I am not concerned with all these gates and decoration. So they didn't see anybody. Nobody was there or they didn't care. And they just walked inside. So they crossed six doors. Sarasajjamana kachaya samana vayaso atha saptayama. They have reached to now saptayama, seventh gate. And there they saw two persons. Samana vayaso, vayaso, same age. Samana vayaso. Saptayama. You see, in Vaikuntha, you will see that all are of the same age. Vahan koi buddha nahi hota hai. No old age. Samana vayasa. And it will also come, all are looking like same. So these two doormen were standing there. Samana vayasa, of the same age. Devau. They are the two doormen, they are devatas. Why they are devatas? Because anybody who has reached Vaikuntha, he is a bhakta. Without being a bhakta, you cannot reach there. And after reaching, they have been appointed that you are God, you stand here, your job is this. Lord has given them this job. Get par khade ho jao. Akshakshat, they saw. The two guards are seeing, these five children are going. They are seeing. And what is their expression? Grihit gadau. They have got the mace in their hand, weapon. Grihit gadau. Just like our police. Yesterday, lady police came here. Said, we have complained there was a car parked outside. Le gaye, that lady came. So, police officer said, so, she said that I have contacted the owner and informed him to take away the car within 24 hours, otherwise they will tow it at your cost. So within 2-3 hours, this person has taken. So now that lady came fully dressed up with the gun and everything. I was frightened. Gada. So at that time, that there was no revolver type of thing. They had the mace gada. Grihit gadau parardha. Parardha means most valuable thing. What were they wearing? Keyur, bracelet. Bracelet. Either it can be here also, or it can be here also. Bracelet. Bhakta. Male. Wearing bracelet. Not only that, kundal. So now the children are wearing, piercing this thing. It's not something new. It was there. But in middle, we stopped. Abib karte hai. So it is kundal in the both. Now it is a fashion in one. Which one, right or left, I don't know. I have not noticed. They do only one. Kundal, kirit, helmet. And bitanka veso. And the garments were beautiful garments. Beautiful garments. So the description of the doorman or the darwan, the doorkeeper, they are standing with the gada, with keyur, kundal, beautiful clothes, fully dressed. Unka dress code hai. Dress pehen ke, they are standing there. Yes.
Mattadvireva banamalikaya nivitau vinnastaya asita cha chatushtaya bahu madhye vaktram bhruva kutilaya sputa nirgamabhyam raktekshane na cha managrabhasam dadhano.
Now he's describing the expression on the face of these two dwarpal. He says, Matta Birepana Vana Malakiya. They are wearing Vana Malakiya. Malakiya means garland. Garland of fresh flowers. And how is that? Matta Birepana Matta intoxicated. And the bees are being attracted to that garland. Sometimes you find, there's a bale pool and other, if there is a too much of scent, the bees will come. Malikya, nibito, very this mala, it is there on the neck. Binastya, placed around that neck. So wearing. Okay. What is the color of their body? Asit, blue. So everybody in Vaikuntha is blue color. No brown, white, black color there. Everybody in the Vaikuntha, the color of all devata is blue. Have you seen any blue color on this planet? Person? No. Special. कभी कभी ब्लू हो जाता है हमारी बॉडी व्हेन यू आर हॉट व्हाट हैपेंड इट बिकम ब्लू नो बट देयर असित ऑल ब्लू एंड चतुष्ट बाहु मध्य चतुष्ट बाहु दिस डोर मैन ऑल्सो हैज गॉट फोर बाहु अर्लियर वी हैव सीन एवरीबॉडी हु इज रिसाइडिंग इन वैकुंठ इज ऑल फोर आर्म बट यू डोंट फाइंड एनी पर्सन फोर आर्म हियर वी आर ऑल टू आर्म There everybody has what? Four arms. So how do they distinguish between Mahavishnu and other? And all of them is holding Sankh Chakra Gada Padma. Gada is there. This person was holding Gada. How will you distinguish? Lakshmi Jyongi and the Kaustubh Mani will be there and Srivatsa will be, Mark will be there. That is how you distinguish them. ओके चतुष्ट बाहु मध्य वक्रम भ्रुवा कुटुलिया वक्रम फेस एंड भ्रु सीइंग दिस फोर चिल्ड्रन व्हाट हैपेंड ही रेज्ड द आईब्रोस कुटुलिया व्हेन यू सी सम स्ट्रेंजर व्हाट हैपेंस योर आईब्रोस गोज अप हु इज दिस पर्सन वक्रम भ्रुवा कुटुलिया स्फुट निर्गाभ्याभ्याम स्फुट निर्गामाभ्याम एंड द ब्रीदिंग व्हाट रेज्ड As if some danger has come. Rakte chena, eyes become red. Aksha, eyes. Rakta, red. So the eyes have become red. So they have become angry. Kaun aa gaya ye? Rakte chena. Cha, manak grabasam, manak plus rabasam, somewhat agitated. Manak, a little bit, they become agitated by seeing these four children. Dadhano, and they glanced over all the children. Achha. So Sanakadi were eager to see Hari. So when your aim is fixed, you are no more concerned with all these things. Now, if you want going somewhere and you are going to airport, do you see on the side Starbucks or where is the pizza and the pasta store? No, I am not interested. Similarly, these children were interested in meeting Hari, Vishnu. So they were not interested in all these people. So they were entering without seeing these two doormen also. Now what these two doormen did?
Dwari tayor nir viveseshu bhishatora prishtva purva yatha purata vajra kapatika yaha sarvatra te avishamaya munaya swadrishtya ye sancharantya vihata vigata vishankaha
Dwari, the first word is dwari in the door. Dwari. Then e tayoho, this both doorkeepers standing on that seventh gate. Nivivisu entered. These four children, they entered. Nivivisu, misato, while seeing, these two doormen were seeing, aprishtva, without asking this doorman. Normally what you will do, you will ask the person, can I go in? Aprishtva. They didn't ask. Why they didn't ask? We'll see it later. Is it necessary to ask permission? We'll see. There is no necessity of asking any permission for a jnani for entering any place. Aprishtva. Purvayatha. They have crossed six gates. They didn't ask any permission from anybody. They just entered. They didn't even see whether there was somebody there or not. They didn't see the decoration of the doors. They just entered. Purva yatha purat vajra kapatikayaha purat means gold. Vajra means some place it is said it is diamond. So the kapatika means door. Kapat is the Hindi word. Kapat, kapatika. The doors are made of gold studded with the diamond. Or you can say the doors are as strong as vajra. Very strong gates. कपटिकाया सर्वत्र ते अविस्मया सर्वत्र एवरीवेयर ते दे abhismaya, without any discrimination, muneha, muneha means with these four sages, swadrishtya, out of their own will, everywhere they enter. Everywhere they entered of their own will. They didn't ask any permission. Ye sancharanti. Ye sancharanti. Those who enter. Who enter. Abhihita. Without being checked. Without being checked. Abhihita. Vigata abhisanka. Vigat without any doubt. They entered without. Ko man mein nahi aaya. I have to take permission from this. Okay, so just as they passed through six gates made of gold and diamond, these sages who were established in even-sightedness. What is this even-sightedness? Even-sightedness is that seeing one in all. A bhakta or a jnani sees the same atman in all beings. Samatva yoga uchyate in Bhagavad Gita we find. So once you become jnani, then there will be samatva. I am seeing not the outer outfit. I am not seeing the outer body, gross body, subtle body and the causal body. What I am seeing in the ant or in the elephant or in the dog or in any being, the same Atman is there. Although the treatment will be different. Treatment will be different. It's not that when I see a tiger, I will go and hug tiger. No. I will not hug because his body is different. From the standpoint of Atman, we are same. But with the body, we are all different. Even-sightedness and accustomed to travel everywhere unobstructed. Jnani can travel anywhere unobstructed. Even when they come in the homes or go to anybody, they don't ask for any permission. They are not supposed to ask. Nobody should ask, question them. But there are many asadhu. Sadhu means wearing the ochre clothes, the real jnani. And there are asadhu also. They take this dress and then they cheat. Therefore, generally people avoid sadhu also. Because there are a lot of asadhu in the society. So they also entered the seventh gate without taking any permission while two divine personages were looking on. They were divine. Why divine? Because they are in Vaikunth. If you are in Vaikunth, that means you are bhakta. You have got the quality. What quality? Samatha quality. You should have that samatha quality. So Sankadi were old in age, but maintained themselves eternally as small children. They look like only five. And they are old. Why they are old? First, children of Brahmaji, Manas Putra. We have studied the creation. First were born four Manas Putra. And Brahmaji said, Jao, Srishti Badhao. They said, no, we are Jnani. We don't want to go into all this thing. Then after the different Rishi Muni and Rudra and all that came. So Sankadi, so they were maintaining a childlike. How is a child? Achai, child, will he ask any question while entering here? He will climb on the altar also. He will not ask any question. And if you stop him, what will happen? He will be sad and he will be angry. Is it not so? A child climbing on that altar, So you stop him, what will happen? They will cry. Crying means what? You have obstructed him. So similarly, these children, in the next birth, they will say they are jnani. It will be said. So they are being obstructed. Their behavior is like childlike. See, they also got angry. Many people ask, why jnani became angry? You see, we become angry in the material world when we don't get any material thing. But a jnani become angry when there is an obstruction in the spiritual world. This is the difference between a jnani and jnani. A jnani gets angry when there is an obstruction in material world. I want something and I am not getting it. I get angry. A jnani will not get angry in the material world. But if jnani is obstructed in the spirituality, he will get angry. So they immediately thought that we should punish this person. Why they thought they should punish this person? Everybody who is residing in Vaikunth has to be Samadarsi. And who can go into the Vaikunth? Again, a qualified person can go there. Is it not so? In the last, we have already seen this Pranaya Sila. If you have got the qualities of a Bhakta, then only you can enter. So when the Sanandan, Sanatan and Sanat Kumar has reached Vaikunth, that means they have got the qualities of a Bhakta, therefore they have reached there. So it is a great offense committed by the doorman. What is their offense? They are supposed to be Samadarsi. But in the next sloka, they will say they have treated him as a Bisam. They are not seeing them as a Sam. Those children are also Bhakta. But they, doormen, are not seeing them as Bhakta.
Tan Vikshavatarasanam Chatura Kumaran Vriddhan dasardha vayaso viditatma tattvan vetrena chaskhalaya tam tadarhya namstau tejo vyasya bhagavat pratikula shilo.
Tan vichya, tan means seeing those four children. Tan vichya means seeing those four children. How were those children? Vatrasanam means naked. No dress on their body. Vatrasanam. Chatur Kumaran. Chatur means four. How many Kumars were there? Four. What were their names? Sanat, Sanandan, Sanatan and Sanat Kumar. Four in number. Vriddhan. They were aged. Why aged? First born. Vriddhan. What is their age now? Dasa Ardha Vayasa. Dasa means 10. Half of that, dasa ardha, 5. Vayasa. Their unki umar hai 5 saal. See the Sanskrit, how they, dasa ardha, 10, half of that 10, ardha means 5-year-old. Dasa ardha vayasa, vidit atmavan. Vidit means have realized atmavan, atma tattva dino. That means they are jnani. They know what is the consciousness? Who is Mahavishnu? Atmavan. Vetrena, with the staff. Bent, you know bent? There is a stick called bent. Vetrena, with the stick. Hey, where are you going? Stop. Vetrena, cha akalasyatam. Akalasyatam, forbade. Atad harnam, not desiring such from those two doormen. So these four children were not expecting such thing from these doormen. Why? Because they are jnani. They know I am Samadarsi, and those people who are residing here are also Samadarsi. So how a bhakta can stop another bhakta to seal off? Are you understanding the problem created by these two doormen? They also are bhakta. Sanak, Sanandan, Sanatan are also bhakta. Without the quality, they cannot reach there. If you want to go to Vaikunth, you have to have these qualities. These qualities they have got. But they are being stopped there. Betre nechakalasyam adharanasyam tejo bihasya. Disregarding the etiquette, the glory, the etiquette. Bhagavat pratikula silo, having a nature which is displeasing Lord. Bhagavat pratikula. Why Bhagavat pratikula? Because Bhagavan loves his bhakta. In chapter 12 you have seen, if you have got this quality, he loves you. And these doorman, what they have stopped bhakta. Is it not an offense? These bhakta are going to meet Lord. They have come there to meet Lord. And the doorman has stopped. A bhakta has stopped another four bhakta to enter the seventh gate and meet Lord. So from the standpoint of the four Kumaras, they have not done something which is good. Why? They are supposed to be Samadarsi. But they have obstructed a path. Therefore they got angry.
Tabhyam vishata swanimeshu visidhyamanaha swarhattamaya pihare pratihara pabhyam uchu suhittam vidikshita bhanga ishata kamanujena sahasata upaplutakshaha.
Regarding that displeasing thing, we have got here in Bhagavad Gita also, there are four types of bhakta. You all know. What are those four types of bhakta? Arth, Artharthi, Jigyasu and Jnani. Chatur Vida Bhajante Mam Jana Sukritino Arjuna. O Arjun, there are four types of people in this world who worship me. Who are those people? Arth, Dukhi, when we are sorrowful. Then we go to temple, Bhagwan Hatao, Arth. Artharthi, when you need something. You are not Dukhi, you are not sorrowful, but you want. I have got a house, Bhagwan, I want a second house. Artharthi, I need something. Arth, Artharthi. Third type of bhakti is Jigyasu, I want to know Lord. Jigyasu. And fourth type of bhakti is Jnani. Artho Jigyasu Artharthi Jnani cha Bhartasava Tesam Jnani Nitya Yukta. Bhagwan is saying now about the Jnani. He is not saying anything about the first three. But for the Jnani Bhakta, he says, Tesa Jnani Nitya Yukta, he is always united with me. And these four Kumaras are Tattva Jnani. They are always united with the Lord. Tesam Jnani Nitya Ek Bhakti Visishyate. And they worship one Lord. Ek Bhakti Visishyate. Priyo hi Jnani Naam Atyartham Aham Sacha Mama Priya. Priyo hi Jnani Naam Atyartham, extremely dear to me. Who? Jnani. Jnani Bhakta is extremely dear to him. So these four Jnanis are standing in front of the seventh gate and the Lord is inside. Lord loves most the Jnani Bhakta. What about the other three? It is said in Bhagavad Gita, Udara Sarve Evete. They are good. These other three, Arth, Artha, Arthi and Jigyasu, they are good. But they are overpowered by desire. See, Artha Bhakta, he has got a desire, remove my sorrow. Artharthi, he has got a desire, give me this, give me this. Jigyasu also have got some desire, mere ko bata do, who are you? See, these are desire. But the Jnani has got no desire. So there is a difference between the first three types of Bhakta. Artha, Artharthi, Jigyasu, and Jnani. Jnani Bhakta has got no desire. Ashtita sahi yukta atma mam eva anuttamam gatim. And Ashtita, he is always established in me. So Sanak, Sanandan, Sanatan and Sanat Kumar, they are Jnani Bhakta. Tattvavit, it was already said in the earlier verse. And they have been obstructed by these two doormen. Tabhyam. Tabhyam means by these two doormen. Misatsu, while looking on. Misatsu, how now he's telling about the scene, what is happening there. Misatsu, while other were looking on. Who were the other? Animisesu. Other devatas were there. When these were obstructed, other were all seen. It's not that there were only four Sanat Kumar and two doormen. All residents also were roaming around here and there. So all devatas are seeing what is happening. So you feel really sad, it is not very bad when others are also seeing kya ho gaya yahan par. So tabhyam misasu anamisesu nisidhyamana, being forbidden. When these two doormen stopped this Kumaraj in presence of other devatas, swahartam, suhartam means by far the fittest person. They are the fittest person to enter. But they have been stopped. Api hare pratihar pabhyam. Pratihar pabhyam means by these two doormen of Hari. They were the fittest person to enter. Uchu, then they said. Uchu said. Who said? This Munya. Who are these Munya? Sanat Sanandan, Sanatan and Sant Kumar. They got angry. In front of everybody, you have stopped me to meet Lord. Uchu Shruhitam Didriksha Bhanga Isat. Shruhitam, beloved. Didriksha, eagerness. Isat means slight. Slight. Tu kama junena sahasa uplapta akshaha. Aksha means eyes. Uplapta means agitated. So they were also suddenly sahasa. Ta seje, that seje, poor Sanat Kumar, Sanandan, Sanatan Kumar, they got agitated. Sahasa, suddenly. By what? Kam anujena. Kam anuj. Chota bhai of kam. Anuj means younger brother. So who is the younger brother of Kam? Krodh. So the anger has come. You see? Kam Anujena. Anuj Chota Bhai. The Chota Bhai of Kam? Krodh. So that means the krodh, the anger has come in their mind. And Munaya Uchu. Then what they said to that doorman, they are saying.
Munaya Uchuhu. Go vamihe tai bhagavat paricharya yochaihi tad dharmi naam nivasatam vishamat swabhavah tasmin prashanta puruse gata vigrahe vam go vatma vat kuhakayo parishankaniyah.
Munya uchu. The saint says, kaha hu vam iha. Vam means two. He is addressing the Munha, they are addressing to two doormen. Iha, Iha means in Vaikuntha. They are face to face, they are facing Vaikuntha. Bhagavata paricharyo uchai. Bhagavata paricharyo, you are the servants of the Lord. Uchai, you have got the good qualities. You must have done something punya. You, thereby you have reached here. Muni, they are saying, you see, they are placing the card before him. Who are you? You two are Bhagavat Paricharya Uchai, having attained by serving the Lord this post in Vaikuntha. Who can reach Vaikuntha? Who has got this good quality? Uchai. How you have reached? By your punya karma in the past. By good deeds you have reached there. Tad dharminam nivishita. And as a bhakta, you are staying there. Nivishitam. Nivishitam. But visama swabhava, why visama swabhava? Your swabhava, your nature is not according to the bhakta. What is the sama swabhava? You should see oneness in all. Is it not so? I am also bhakta, you are also bhakta. But you have stopped me. Visama swabhava, you are not seeing samta. Visama swabhava. So this visham swabhava, where it has come? In the mental state. In the mental state of that whose doorman, this has come. Visham swabhava. Something has come into their mind. We'll see what is that has come into their mind. Visham swabhava. Tasmin prasanta purse gata vigrahe vam. Tasmin, that Supreme Lord. How that Supreme Lord? Prasanta purus. Peaceful. There is no anxiety in him. Gata vigrahe, without any enemy. He has got no enemy. Why he has got no enemy? Why that Supreme has got no enemy? Because Supreme is only one. For enemy, you have to have two. Dvaita, you have to. So there is no enemy. Since you have stopped me, you are thinking I am enemy of Lord. You see? Visham svabhava. Tasmin prasanta purse gata vigrem vam of you two ko va atmavat or like yourself. Kuha kuyo, you are maintaining duplicity. You are taking, seeing two. Kuha kuha means duplicity. You are seeing two. You are supposed to see one. Your swabhava should be some. Seeing one and same thing in everybody. But now you are seeing as if we are different from you. Visham svabhava. Kuha parisankaniya. Parisankaniya means you are thinking we are not trustworthy. You have got a doubt in us. Parisankaniya. So Munio says, of those who attain and dwell in this loka as a result of their devoted worship to the Lord and imbibe the qualities, namely samta. Many qualities we have seen. Bhakta qualities we have seen. Many, many qualities we have seen in our last class. Of their master, how is that you two staying in this loka have developed such a discordant disposition? Munio is asking those two people now. How you have developed this? You are supposed to see samatha and you are stopping me? How you have developed this thing? The Lord is embodiment of peace and devoid of all enmity and antagonism. How can you suspect that anyone with the evil intention against such a one will come here at all? Any person who has got an evil intention will never reach there. Will never reach there. Evil intention means if you don't have this quality, you cannot go to that transcendental loka. You will remain in this cosmos. You cannot reach there. You can reach there only when you have got the qualities. When I have reached there, then that means I have got the qualities. I am a qualified person to enter. But why you are stopping me? That means something has gone wrong with you. Your swabhava has become visam. And he will say, you are not fit for Vaikuntha Loka. He will say. Unless you have such qualities in abundance, when you are seeing Visamata, that means you have got these bad qualities. When you have stopped me, it is that means your understanding is wrong. Something has come in your mind, making you feel the same with regard to others too. देखो जो एक आदमी चोर होता है ना तो दूसरे को चोर समझता है ए साधु विल ऑलवेज थिंक अबाउट अदर एज ए साधु सो दिस पर्सन द डोर मैन दे वेर थिंकिंग दे आर विषम पीपल ऑब्स्ट्रक्टेड दैट मीन्स दे हैव गॉट दिस क्वालिटी इज देयर इनसाइड देयर हेड सो अखंडानंद जी महाराज से इन बैकुंठ एवरीबडी इज समदर्शी Everybody is samdarsi, but these two persons are visamdarsi. And this muni will say, you are not fit for Vaikuntha. Only one count. Visamdarsi. Go to the lok where there is kaam, krodh, lobh, they will say in the next verse. Go to the lower loka. You have no authority to stop anyone who comes to meet Bhagwan. No authority. It's a Bhagwan ka plan hai. It will come. Why Lord has made all this plan? Because these two doormen once stopped Lakshmi ji also. It will come. So Guruji says, Jai Vijay means Indriya Jai and Mano Jai. The name of these two doormen was Jai and Vijay. Great devotees of Lord. Jai and Vijay. Jai and Vijay means one you have control your senses and mind. Then you can reach there. If your mind and senses are not controlled, you are roaming in world. Only when you withdraw from the world, when you control your mind and senses and redeploy it inside, then only you reach. Otherwise, you can't reach. So Jaya Vijaya means Indriya Jaya and Mano Jaya. Now Abhiman, Guruji says Abhiman has come to Jaya Vijaya. Ego has come to them. What is their ego? They think that we have got victory over our senses and mind. Ego comes, I have got this control over my mind and senses. So they started thinking without their permission, nobody can meet Bhagwan, Guruji writes. It happens in all the offices in the world. All doormen, they think that without their permission, nobody can go and meet the officer or to the prime minister or the president. Even you can't enter. The police, the attendant, the lowest darwan, we call it class 4 staff. He will stop you.
Mayantaram bhagavati hasamasta kukshava atmanam atmani nabhunavasi vadhiraha pashyanti yatra yuvaya suralingi no kim butpaditam yudarabhedi bhayam yatosya.
Nahi antaram, na not. He antaram. There is no difference, no distinction. There is no distinction between me and my God. Antaram bhagavata iha samasta kuchaha. Everybody is in the samasta kucha, means in the abdomen. Where is this whole world? Whole world is in the Lord. Whole world in the Lord himself. So what is the difference between me and other people? There is no difference. Everybody is in the same. Kucha means the stomach of the Lord. Sab kuch kis mein hai? Bhagwan mein hai. Everything is inside Bhagwan. Va atmana atmani. And all the living beings are there in the Lord itself. Atmana atmani. Whole world was in the Lord himself. Atmana atmani means the self and the supreme self is one and same. Atma means supreme self conditioned by a body is called Atma. Where is this Atma? This Atma is in the supreme Atma. Supreme Atman we are not saying. Where is this whole world? Whole world is in that Brahman. The substratum of the whole world is that Brahman. So is there any difference between Atman and the Paramatma? No. There is no difference. Then it gives a beautiful example. It says, Nabho Navasiva Dhiraha. Dhira, no, there is no difference between the pot space and the total space. There is no difference between pot space and total space. Where is this pot? It is the total space. But because it is conditioned, this space, though we care, this is pot space inside. But the Dhira knows, the intelligent person knows, the pot space and the total space is one and the same. Dhira knows the Atman and Paramatman is one and same. Dhira knows that the self in this person and self in that person is one and same. Pasyanti yatra yuvayo suralungano kim. Kim means how. Pasyanti. Pasyanti. See. How you are seeing. Yatra yuvayo. In whom. This yuvayo means two. How you two are seeing. Suralingano. Dressed like a resident of Vaikuntha. Suralinga. Linga means chinna. You are dressed like a resident of Vaikuntha. How are you seeing differences? There is no difference between Atma and Paramatma. There is no difference between pot space and total space. How you are seeing difference between me and God? It Tattva Jnani is saying. Who is this Tattva Jnani? Sanak, Sanandan, Sanatan, Sanat Kumar. They are Tattva Jnani. Vyutpaditam hi udarevi bhayam yato yasya. Vyutpaditam awakened. Hi udaram, distinction between. How you are making distinction between me and the Lord? Bhayam yatosya, and you are fearful, as if the Lord is fearful about with us. If they come in, there is a fear. You are trying to protect Lord. So in the Lord who holds the whole universe in himself, abdomen, wise men see no difference as the space in Ghatakas and Mahakas is same. Ghatakas, pot space. Mahakas, total space. There is no difference. Such being the case, how has fear, which is result of seeing difference? Fear comes only when you see difference, when you see two. How fear has come into you? Why you are stopping me? Stopping me means you are thinking I am different from you. Difference arisen in you, making you feel the need of protecting Lord. You are thinking you are protecting Lord. They are the doormen. Na? They are thinking they are protecting Lord. In Bhagavad Gita also we find, Mamai Vanso Jeeva Loke. What is this Jeeva? Jeeva is part of the Lord. Jeeva is part of the Lord. Not different. Jeeva is supposed to work for Lord. If there is any discrepancy not working for the Lord, it means Jeeva is entrapped in Maya. Jeeva is supposed to work for Lord. Sahayagya Prajasishtra. The whole cosmos is running on that one principle. Each and everything of this cosmos is working for the happiness of the Lord. Except the human beings, except the Jeeva. If Jeeva is not working according to the principles of the cosmos, that means he is disillusioned, he is under the delusion of Maya. Under the delusion of Maya, we are not working for the Lord. Sometimes people deny the existence of the Lord also, but Lord in the, at the end of Bhagavad Gita will say, Sarva Dharman Paritajya Mamekam Saranam Braja. Leave everything and you come to me. This they will say. Then after that, now in the verse number, next verse.
Tadvama Musya.
1 minute. In the next verse, they are going to curse these two, the four Kumaras. We will just see the meaning and we will see the detail later on.
Tadvama Musya Paramasya Vikunta Vartuhu Kartum Prakishtam Yadhimahi Mandadhibhyam Lokanito Vrajatam Antarabhava Drishtya Papiya Sastraya Ime Ripavosa Yatra.
Tad Vam Amusya, tad therefore Vam, you too, Amusya, Amusya Paramasya, you are the attendants of the Supreme Paramasya. Vikunta Bhartu means the Lord of Vaikunta. You are the attendants of Vishnu, who is Supreme. Supreme Vishnu. Kartum Prakashtamiv, and to bestow Prakashta benefit of this offense, Dhimahi, Mandadhiyam. But you have got the mandadhi. Why mandadhi? Because abhiman has come into you. Mandadhi. Lokahatito. Loka means here material world. Loka. Ita means Vaikuntha. So Vaikuntha is different and loka material world is different. So lokam ito. From the Vaikuntha world, now you have to come down. Brajanti, go. Now he is ordering, you go, Brajanti, Antarbhava Drishtya, because Antarbhava, you are seeing the duality. You are seeing duality, you are thinking that I am different from the Lord. Antarbhava, duality you are seeing, Drishtya, on account of seeing, Papiyatraha Ime Ripo Rubyasya Yatra, you are going to the loka, there are three enemies there. You have to go there. And these yatra, living where, you will be affected by these three. What are these three and all that? We'll see in detail in our next class.
Can I ask a question? So if we look at ourselves as part space, and when our body disintegrates, part space is gone because it merges into total space, then where does the, where's the theory of karma phala fit in that? Because if we are going to merge in total space, then why is it said that we should do good karma? Somebody could argue that.
Right. You see, there are only two things there, Atma and Anatma. If you are clear about that, Jeev is the third entity in between two. When there is a combination of Atma and Anatma, when there is a reflection of Atma in the Anatman mind, Jeev Bhav comes. This is a wrong understanding. There is no Jeev at all. There is no Jeev at all. We have already seen that the Chetan, Sakshi, Jeev, definition you remember? Satchidananda, Chetan, Upahit, Antakaran.
Antakaran, Upahit, Chaitanya is Sakshi.
Chetan is one, pure Chetan, Satchidananda. Next is when it is entrapped in the body. Then we call it Sakshi. Same Chetan is we call a Sakshi. Same Chetan will become Jiva. Really speaking, it is Chetan only. But we call ourselves Jiva. Really speaking, there are only two, Atma and Anatma. But we don't know Atma, we call ourselves Jivatma. Who are you? I am a Jivatma. So by knowledge, we have to remove this wrong understanding. What is wrong understanding? I am a Jiva. You are not a Jiva. You are Tattvamasi. You are that Brahman. You are that Paramatma. You are that Supreme. But still I don't accept. No. I am Jiva. By good karma, by karma dedicated to Lord for His happiness, we can come out. When the same karma is done for my own happiness, then that karma will bind me. Same karma, when done for the happiness of the Lord, will release me. Ye bas itna hi hai. You cannot stay without karma. One thing you be sure about that. We cannot stay without karma. Why? Because we are Rajotamogun Pradhan. We are not Satya Pradhan. Rajogun means activity. It is manufacturing defect. Rajogun is with us. Tamogun is also with us. Rajogun and Tamogun binds us. Why binds us? In Rajogun, we have got a wrong understanding. What is wrong understanding? Wrong understanding is, I am Jiva. Wrong understanding is, this world is real. Everybody is different from me. We don't have the sambhava. We don't see everybody as sam. Is it not so? So these are all wrong understanding. How can I come out of Rajasantama? You have to develop Sattvagun. What is this Sattvagun? Sattvagun, we have studied in Bhagavad Gita. There Lord has given 14 things in detail. What is Sattva? What is Rajas? What is Tama? What is Sattvik Karta, Rajasik Karta, Tamasik Karta, Sattvik Sukh, Rajasik Sukh, Tamasik Sukh, Sattvik Karma, Rajasik Karma, Tamasik Karma, Sattvik Ahar, Rajasik Ahar, Tamasik Ahar. Detail he has given, 14 items. Fourteen terms he has explained there. Starting from chapter 14 till 18, there are 14 such items he has explained. So we have to find out where do we fit in. If we are in the tamasic and the rajasic state, we are in the standing in a queue of where there will be continuous birth and death. And if you change yourself means if you see the thing, what is a sattvic ahar, what is rajasic ahar, what is tamasic ahar, check yourself whether I am taking tamasic ahar or Rajasikahar. If you are in that means you are in the cycle of birth and death. If you change yourself from Rajasik and Tamasik to Sattvik, then what will happen? You are fit for liberation now. So by effort, each Jiva has to come to Sattva state. After that, Lord will take over. Clear? Yes, Bhagavad Gita. We explained everything in our this Gita class. We explained all these things. But it becomes difficult. It is slow. Every week we do 2-3 slokas. If we are present every week, then you understand the theory clearly. Om Purnamada Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vasishyate. Om Shanti Shanti Shanti. Hari Om Sri Gurubhyo Namaha. Hari.